This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report on Tuesday, the 14th of April. I'm Susanna Streeter. It's time now for a look at how the financial markets have been faring, and Doug McIntyre from 24/7 Wall Street told me that a rise in US retail sales of 0.9% was welcomed by investors.
Well, I mean, the numbers were probably above most people's average numbers. But I think, you know, JCPenney, which is one of the old sort of dying retailers, came out with their numbers, and they weren't great. So you end up right now having a tale of two sets of companies. You're still seeing good expansion at places like Costco, but places like Walmart are still in trouble. And the stuff that's more downscale, whether that's Walmart or Target, those places are still struggling.
That's unusual, isn't it? Because, in fact, we've seen the real success of what's called value retailers during the downturn, but it seems as though they've got to be really at the rock bottom end or else offering something a bit more luxurious to really be successful.
I think that that's true, but the other thing that retailers are discovering more and more now is that Amazon and the other big e-commerce operations, it can't be defeated. You can't claw back enough if you're in the bricks and mortar retail business. And that's really what JCPenney and Sears are finding out here, is that you can't make your stores attractive enough. People just don't want to drive any distance and sit in the parking lot and go in and buy stuff.
Let's talk about banks as well, because J.P. Morgan's share price has jumped today because it came out with some really good numbers for the first quarter, didn't it?
Yeah, they were very, very good. I think the thing that surprised people is that they did pretty well right across the board. You know, their trading operations did fairly well. Their consumer banking operation did fairly well. And it's been a long time since you can look at one of the big banks and say things balanced out and they were okay.
Slightly different picture, though, for Johnson & Johnson, because, of course, we're at the start of the earnings season for the first quarter. Yes, their profits fell, didn't they?
Yeah, I think one of the problems that you have now, and this is also a problem for places like Procter & Gamble, is that branded products are being hurt by what you and I would consider generics. The other thing that is that Johnson & Johnson is one of the first big companies that's going to report this quarter that's saying currency, the dollar, is really, really hurting them badly. You're going to see this more and more and more as earnings season goes on with big multinational American companies that do a lot of business overseas. And it can't be avoided. There's not a thing they can do.
And what's the knock-on effect for the U.S. economy?
It's mixed because, obviously, it helps the consumer here on some imports. It hurts prices of exports. So you have to say, well, on balance, what does it mean? And it's sort of like the price of gas. It's good for the consumer and it's bad for oil companies. So which one do you want to say has more weight on the economy? And it's impossible to say. So the dollar is a mixed issue and so are oil prices.
And that was Doug McIntyre from 24/7 Wall Street. Let me give you some of the latest numbers from the financial markets now. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 0.3% at 18,036. At the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was up 0.2% at 7,075. Gold is trading at $1,193 an ounce. And June New York Light crude oil was up $1.21 at $54.95 a barrel.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and debate, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcast. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/BBC World Biz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/BBC Business.